careful. When you have a well, you'll carry the water from the well in a
bucket.
All right.
Or a pitcher.
What is a large open tin container for water or milk?
Pan, tub. Pan, most likely if it's for milk.
All right. What would you milk into? If you went out, you know, and put, what would you put under the cow to milk into?
Bucket.
All right. Now, the distinction I'm looking for there is, are a bucket and a pail the same thing?
To me, it is.
They'd make no difference?
No.
They wouldn't be shaped differently?
No.
Just a
round bucket with a handle.
What could they be made of?
Could be aluminum. Could be, I don't know.
Could they be either metal or wood?
Never saw a wooden one used for that.
What would a wooden one be used for?
My grandma used to use it for water.
She did?
Mm-hmm. And a dipper.
Would this have been a bucket or a pail? Could you have called that a pail?
Well, we called it a bucket.
I see. So you don't think of a wooden one as being a pail?
I don't.
All right. So now a pail would be probably metal, and a bucket could be either one. Is this the distinction that you have in your mind?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's fine. But they would be shaped pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
You put your garbage in a
pail, garbage can.
All right. When you said pail, is this nowadays, or do they used to put them in garbage pails?
They put them mostly in plastic bags now.
I see.
But in the kitchen, we have a garbage pail that fits inside another garbage thing that you empty into the big garbage can out in the yard.
I see, and that would be a pail. That's mm-hmm. a garbage pail.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Is it metal?
Mm-hmm.
All right. When you say you don't do much cooking, if any.
Very little.
When your housekeeper cooks, she may want fried chicken, and she would put it on the stove and put the grease in
the skillet.
All right, now, what would a skillet be the same thing as a frying pan?
Mm-hmm.
They'd be same material?
Oh, they're all kinds of materials.
But, I mean, they could be either. A skillet would be what material?
It could be an iron skillet. Could be an aluminum skillet. Could be a Teflon.
But it could be called a frying pan
mm-hmm.
either way.
Mm-hmm.
And they're shaped the same, a
mm-hmm.
frying pan and a skillet.
Pan with a handle.
Now, does it have a lid?
Should have. Not necessarily.
All right. Would it have legs?
No.
Do you remember any that they used to cook in the fireplace with?
Oh, I've seen them. When we go down to Natchez and visit all those homes, we see things that they used to cook in the fireplace. We never cooked in the fireplace.
I see. Then you wouldn't think of a name for one of these that had legs.
It was a kit.
All right. What about a heavy iron vessel that has a large opening and they boiled water in them on the stove?
Well, that's a kettle.
Now, that's a kettle. Does it have a spout in the old days?
Not necessarily. Could have.
It could have.
We had one, iron one. Did have a spout.
It did.
Have a handle.
How big was it?
But then the bigger ones, just pot, a kettle.
I see. Now, that was the big one.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that had the spout, would you call it anything else?
Tea kettle.
A tea kettle. Now, it was smaller than
mm-hmm.
a kettle. About how high would a tea kettle be? 8 or 9 inches?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the other one would be over a foot tall?
It could be any size. A small size for the stove, or if you're going to build a big fire.